Today's daf is Chulin Daf Nun. And we are 18 lines from the bottom of Daf Memtes Amid Beis Manyumin Kanduka. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Chava Miriam Basmalka Freda and Shloima Ben Chayaleh. So we're moving along in Perik Elu Treifas, and we've turned our attention from the treifas of the lungs to the treifas of the stomach of the animal. So we talked a little bit, high level, about the stomach, or shall we say stomachs of the animal. It's going to be a major topic of the next few dafin with some very halacha lemaisa digerid. Today's daf is very much a continuation, just based on the daf itself, of some of the previous dafin, and that it's very technical in nature. Stating that, we begin with a little bit of a digression. Manyumin Kanduka. So, the fellow's name was Manyumin, and he was a Kanduka because Rashi says he was a Meicher Kaden. He used to sell jugs. Either way, Igli Lei Bastika de Dufsha. So, he had a kad, he had a barrel that was filled with honey, and he left it uncovered overnight. So, in today's day and age, that wouldn't be such a big deal. It's not even Ta'an Shelas Chacham Me Ikaret Din. But once upon a time, this was a very, very big issue. And the reason is because there's a halacha that says that in the event that somebody has a mashkin and he leaves it megula, he leaves it exposed, uncovered, overnight, he's not allowed to eat from it. And the reason is because there's a concern that maybe a nachash came, deposited some venom inside of it, and as a result, for someone to go now and eat or drink from it would be considered very dangerous. In fact, the laws of Megulin are treated more stringently than the laws of ordinary machalos asuros, based on a gemara in the beginning of the Masechta, a klal gadol in Shas, and that is chamiras sakante meisura. So this, once upon a time, was a very, very big deal. So Manyumin Kanduka, he's some commercial distributor of different kadim, and they're filled with beverages. And this particular kad was filled with honey. He left it exposed overnight, and now he had a shayla. Is he allowed to drink, eat, sell it, or does he have to dispose it? Asa l'kami de Rava. See, he went to the great Rava. Amar Rava, Rava told him, l'man eichashla. It's pashit, it's fine. Chada, number one, the Tanan, it's a mishnah mesach tes chumas. Shloisha mashkin asur mishnah megiloi. There are three mashkin that are asur in the event that they were left exposed. Meaning there are three mashkin that are included in the halacha of giloi. Hayayin, wine, v'hamayim, water, v'hecholav. So these are sugyas that deal with chalev. There are no nekudas in most gemaras. And as a result, you have to know, is it chalev or chalev? This is one of the exceptions. It's chalev. But the bottom line is, says the Mishnah, ushar kol mashkin mutarim. As it relates to all the other mashkin, they are going to be mutar. So Rava said, right out of the gate, this is a Mishnah. Hayayin hamayim v'chalev, not vash. As a result, there's no gili v'oid. And then he told that even though I know that there is a das yachid, and we're going to see, it's not just any yachid, it's the great Reb Shimon who holds that dvash is included in giloy. However, when it comes to such a halacha, I would not be soimich on that das yachid. And the reason is because HaTorah chasa al mamonim shal Yisrael, because we find that the Torah had rachmanis on the money of Klal Yisrael, and being that we're dealing here with a monetary loss, so I don't think we should rely on that yachid. So Manyumin Kanduka comes to Rava, tells him what happened, and Rava tells him, Shtei Tshuvas B'Davar. There's two reasons why I don't think this is an issue. Number one, Shloisha Mashkin Asur Mishem Gilu Yai Mayin Cholov and Natvash. And even if you're going to tell me that there is a Das Yachid, Reb Shimon, who holds that Dvash is included in Giloy, and you're going to tell me that you want to be Machmer like the Das Yachid, like the Mesilas Yesharim talks about in Perek Yud Gimel, that one of the Oifanim Aprishos is to be Machmer like a Das Yachid. So you'll tell me you want to be Machmer like the Das Yachid. This is not the place for Chumras, because you see that the Torah's feeling and sensitivity when it comes to Mamoinim Shal Yisrael is to have Rachmanis. So to be Machmer when you're going to end up having this huge hefset, that's not a thing to do. So this was Rava's Pesach. Only Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, the Rava. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, another one of the great Amoiram of all time, was Leben Rava when Rava issued this Pesach. And he told him, Reb Shimon, v'sakonis nefashis, v'at amrit, ha-teiru chasa ha-moinim shal Yisrael. I hear you, psak, Rava, but stay tshuvis on your psak. Number one, this das yach is not just an ordinary yachid. It's the great Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So you're just going to say, oh, it's just a yachid. And you're going to add to that, oh, ha-teiru chasa ha-moinim shal Yisrael. This is a question of sakonis nefashis. This is a question of chamira sakanta meisura. So in as much as we're sensitive to the money of the yid, but the nefesh of the yid is way more chamer. And as a result, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak categorically, fundamentally disagreed with the psak of Rava. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon Mahi, who is this Rav Shimon that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was referring to? The Tanya, it's mentioned not in a Mishnah, but it's mentioned in a Braisa. Chamisha ein behem mishum giloi. There are five mashkins that are not included in giloi tzir. That's fish brine, the chaymetz is vinegar, shemen is oil, dvash is honey, umurya. So that's some sort of liquid that is made with different ingredients, most notably the innards of a fish. The bottom line is, Rav Shimon says in that price, af hein yesh behem mishum giluy. No, they all do have giluy. Rav Shimon added a raya to what he said. I once saw a nachash sitting down. He ordered a glass of tzir. It happened in the city of Tzidon. So I saw with my own eyes that a nachash will eat tzir, right? Why would you say that the three mashkin have giluy, but the other mashkins don't have giluy? It's probably because the nachash has an appetite for those three, not so much for the other ones. So Rav Shimon said, I'll prove to you that it makes sense that there should be an iser giluy when it comes to tzir, because with my own two eyes, said Rav Shimon, with his holy eyes, see Shabbos Taflam and Gimel, aniro isi nachash sheshasa tzir betzidon. Amrloi said, the Chachamim told Rav Shimon, shat yahava. Now that nachash, we know this nachash, he used to make his rounds. He was a deranged nachash. You can't bring a raya from a shaita. It doesn't matter if it's an adam or a nachash. And it's for that reason, you can't prove anything from there. But the bottom line is, that was Rav Yitzchak's taina to Rava. He told him, it's not just a das yachid, it's Rav Shimon. And this is not a question of atayru chasam amoinim shal Yisrael. This is a question of sakonis nefashos. I'm going to say, Rava had to respond. Rava told him, oidili mios betzir. I think you have to be moida to me that even though Rav Shimon holds that tzir is included in these five mashkin that really would have an issa megulam, but I think you have to be moida to me that today if somebody wants to eat or drink tzir that was left overnight, it would be fine. Why? Because the Rapapa, Rav Unabrid, Rav Yeshua, the Rabbanon, Kihavalu, Giluya, whenever they had a Gilui situation and they didn't want to get rid of the Mashkin, what they would do is they would add a little bit of tzir into it. And by adding tzir into it, the assumption was that the tzir was going to take away the eres, this venom that was inside, and it was going to be okay. Now, if tzir takes away the venom that exists in a mashka, then it's pashit that if the nachash would go straight into the tzir, that the tzir would be able to neutralize and be able to knock out any potency that was going to come from the venom. So one thing is for sure, you see that the Chachamim held that as it relates to tzir, we're not going to be machman like Rav Shimon. So if when it comes to tzir, we're not going to be machman like Rav Shimon, so it makes sense regarding the other ones, specifically dvash, which was what they were dining right now, which should also be fine. On Malays, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak told him, oidili mia bedvash. Even if you want to tell me that tzir is a raya from the hanhag of the Rabbanim, that they weren't machma like Rav Shimon, but at the same time, it's not a giluy on all five of Rav Shimon's halachas, maybe four of the five, but not all five. Which one? Not dvash. The Rav Shimon ben Elazar koy kavah say, because you find Rav Shimon ben Elazar also held like Rav Shimon. The time we learned, and Bryce, no, chen hoy Rav Shimon ben Elazar, oisip dvash, Rav Shimon ben Elazar used to go like Rav Shimon. So even if you want to tell me that we're not going to be chayish for Rav Shimon, when it comes to tzir, and even if you want to tell me that should be a gili on the others, I would say it's a gili on chaymetz, shemen, and murias. But for it to be a gili on dvash, not, because dvash has a different shulchan aruch based on the fact that it's not only Reb Shimon, it's also Reb Shimon ben Elazar, right? There's enough gemid if one person says something or if two people say something. In fact, in the sugas of Yachid v'Rabim, it could be once two people say something, they're already considered a Rabim. This is read from way back. But the bottom line is, the end of the day, there was this stalemate between Rav and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak had to deal with Menyumin Kanduka. So again, Menyumin Kanduka had a bastikut, a dufsha, some hard Aramaic words, but he had a barrel of dvash. It became a gulen. It was exposed overnight. And there was Machloikis, Rav and Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, what men human can do is supposed to do. Rav had a koyach de etera, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak felt chamira sakante meisur. This is no joke. So over here we have to take this very seriously. Rav held that mi ikar adin, shloisha mashkin asuri mishum gilui hayayin hamayin vacholov, and not dvash. And besides, being that we're dealing with a hefsin momen, hatoyra chasa amamoinim shal Yisrael, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said that although it's true, the shitas hachachamim is that only yayin, mayim, and cholov are included in megulim, but not dvash, but shitas Rav Shimon is also dvash, and Rav Shimon's not even a das yochid as it relates to dvash. V'chein hoy Rav Shimon Elazar oyster b'dvash, because it was also Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So it's not so poshut to just invoke the Mishnah of Shloisha Mashkim Asur Misham Gila, because there is another opinion, and it's not only the opinion of a yochid; it's the opinion of a yochid plus another yochid, which might even be a rabbim. Additionally, Rav, your gisha to this is atayr chas amamaynim she Yisrael. I'm sorry, I hold this is sakonis nefashis, and if there's ever a place to be machmer, this is exactly the place that you are supposed to be machmer. Either way, we now return to our regular program, which is dealing with laws related to stomachs. Also, if you recall from the end of yesterday's daf, laws related to the chalavim of the animal, and specifically in the event that there's a nekev inside the stomach, or maybe one of the other evarim of the animal, whether chelev, the fats that are in that area, to the extent that they're plugging that hole, is that plug considered a valid plug so that the nekev would not render the animal a trefa or not? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, chelev ha'asa kekoifa in a soysam. The chalavim, we know there are many types of chalavim, as we spoke about in yesterday's daf, but the chalav that's asa kekoifa, that's shaped like a helmet, like a kofa, like a hat, ain't a soysim, it doesn't have the ability to be soysim. So the Gemara says, hey, where exactly is this chalav? So believe it or not, the Amiram weren't so sure, and there were two mesoiris of what Rav Nachman was referring to. Amrila, there was some that said, chite de karkashta. It was referring to the rectum of the animal, where in the event that there's a nekev, we'll see more about that later in the daf, but in the event that there's a nekev there, the nekev can render it into a trefa. What if there's chelev in that area? Could it be soysim or not? Said Rav Nachman, the chelev near the rectum, that's asa kekoyva, would not have the ability to. Amila, some say that it's referring to tarpesh of the liba. It's referring to the encasing of the heart. Rashi says that if that's the case, what we mean is the chalev that was next to the heart, which was also next to the rea, next to the lungs. The Gemara says heart, Rashi says liba ve'rea. But the point is that in the event that the lev would have a nekev, or the rea would have a nekev, to the extent that there's a stima because of the chalev ha'asu kekoiva in that area, that's what Rav Nachman was referring to when Rav Nachman said, Eino Soysim. So again, Rav Nachman said, Chelav Asa Kekoiva, Eino Soysim, and no one even knew what he was referring to. There were two Chelav Asa Kekoivas that were possibilities. They were able to narrow down all the Chalavim to two. Either he was referring to the Chelav Asa Kekoiva that's by the Karkashta, or he was referring to the Chelav Asa Kekoiva that was by the Leiv, Rashi says, also by the Rei, Amar Rava. More halachas related to Chelav being Soysim attributed to the great Rav Nachman. So Rava said, Shamit Minei de Rav Nachman Tarti. So Rava was a Talmud of Rav Nachman. He was Mekabel Allah from Nachman. So Rava said, I heard from Nachman two things. I heard from him that when it comes to the Chalavim, specifically the Chalavim of the Keva, which is one of the four stomachs of the animal, one of those Chalavim is called the Chimtza, and the other one is called the Bar Chimtza. So I heard that there's a Chimtza u Bar Chimtza. I also heard that he said, Chad Sosim, Chadloi Sosim. One of them has the ability to be Sosim. So if there's a Nekev in the Keva, and one of them is being soysim, it's going to be okay. But if it's the other one that's me soysim, it's not going to be okay. Oh, but the problem is, so Rava said, I remember a lot, but you know, I missed the punchline. I know that you could take all the chalavim of the cave and you could divide them into two groups, chimtza and bar chimtza. I know that from a halachic perspective, the difference between the chimtza and the bar chimtza in halach, an Eilu Treifis, could not be more far apart, because one is soysim and the other one is not soysim. My problem is, I don't know what's right. Gemara says, Rav Huna bar Chinin of Rav Huna b'Reiter of Nachman Amar. I'll tell you, bar Chimtzos, awesome. The one that's called the bar Chimtzos, that's soysim. A bar Chimtzos is awesome. One that's called the Chimtzos, not soysim. Amar Rav Tavus. Rav Tavus have a simonich, a good way to remember which is which. So he had a very geschmack in a manik. He said, Yofa koyach haben mi koyach haves. This is a halacha and ksubis and all these sugyas. But this is an idea of Yofa koyach haben mi koyach hav. And in our sugya, the application is the chimtza is the av and the bar chimtza is the ben, even though the chimtza did not father the bar chimtza, right? But at the same time, just from the terminology that's used, sounds like it's a father and a son. That's your way to remember that the bar chimtza, in the tata, he has the ability to be soysim the nekev, where the father does not have the ability to be soysim the nekev. Okay, so we now know that there's the chimtza, the bar chimtza. One is soysim, the other one's not soysim. We even know which is soysim and which is not soysim. We know that the chimtza is not, the bar chimtza is, and there's a good way to remember it. The problem is, which is the chimtza and which is the bar chimtza, right? And we're still trying to figure out what the keva and the chelov is. But assuming we know what a keva is and we know what a chelov is, we know what a nekev is, we know what it means to be soysim. Again, we're not farmers. But assuming we know all that, okay, so now we narrowed it down to the chimtza, the bar chimtza. The problem is, I still don't know what's what. So the Gemara Toshma, I'll bring you a raya. The Amar Rav Nachman said, Inu mechal achli. The hidden in Eretz Yisrael, eat it. Ulidam mistam nami lois osam. Doesn't make sense that for us, it shouldn't even be able to be soysim. So we're going to see now in the next 10 or so lines of Gemara that there was a certain part of the fats of the keva, sha'alzeh anu danin, where there was a big controversy, there was a big tumult. There were two minhagim in Klai Yisrael, whether or not you eat it or you don't eat it. So the Anshei Eretz Yisrael were mekel, they used to eat it, but the Bnei Bavel, they were machmer, and they did not eat it. Now, Rav Nachman said that as it relates to those fats, to the extent that inu mechel achli, if they eat it in Eretz Yisrael, could it be that lididon for us in Bavel, mistam nami loisosim, it wouldn't even be able to be soisim? Now, the background to this is really yesterday's daf, where the Gemara said that the chelev that a person's allowed to eat, right? Not all chelev is the quote-unquote chelev, but the chelev that a person's allowed to eat, that chelev has the ability to be soisim. The chelev that you're not allowed to eat doesn't have the ability to be soisim. So Rav Nachman said that inasmuch as we, Rav Nachman was from the Bnei Bavel, chasna de Benesia, right? He was the Eden by the Reish Kalusa of Bavel. But Rav Nachman said that inasmuch as we're machmer when it comes to this, but as it relates to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they were mekel. And being that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael were mekel, so it can't be that we're going to be machmer so far to the opposite extreme, and we're going to take our chumrah and say that not only are we not going to eat it, but it's not even going to have the ability to be soysim a nekev. Meaning, we have to be moedav and mix us a little bit to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. We have this chumrah, but we can't take this chumrah to such a degree. We're showing it much a little bit. Why not? It sounds like the Bnei Bavel Halda was a problem. So if it's a problem, it's a problem. It doesn't sound like this was mutter. You can't be moich on someone that eats it, aber bal nefesh yachmer, right? This sounds like this was something that meikra, then the Bnei Bavel held was aser. So if the Bnei Bavel held was aser, it was aser. But the bottom line is that Rav Nachman said that it's poshid, it goes without say, that chelev, that we're machmerin, but at the very least, if you want it to be soysim, you're going to be able to be soysim. Now let's get this, because it's a little nuance, this gemara. We're dealing now with chelev of the keva. We know that Rav Nachman himself said, right? Rava said, Shamin Eidim Rav Nachman Tarti, that there's a chelev of the keva that is soysim, there's a chelev of the keva that's not soysim. Well, we know Rav Nachman just told us that the chelev that they used to eat in Eretz Yisrael that they didn't eat in Bavel has the ability to be soysim. So we narrowed it down from 2 to 1. We know exactly which chelev then is the one that's soysim, which is the bar chimtza. So we're trying to figure out hay chimtza with the hay bar chimtza, sakti gemara tashma. I'll give you a tremendous lead. And that is, I know that Rav Nachman holds that the chelev in the keva that they used to eat in Eretz Yisrael, but not Eden Bavel, had the ability to be soysim. If that's the case, that's obviously the bar chimtza, and it's going to be the other chalavim that will not be able to be soysim. The problem is, we're still not there. We're getting closer, but we're still not at the finish line. And the reason is because now we have to figure out which part of the chalav was this controversial chalav that in Eretz Yisrael they used to eat and the Bavel did not eat. And the Gemara says, believe it or not, there were two lashonis. The Akashta, says the Gemara. So the background for this is a picture, but if you don't have a picture, the background is that the chelev of the keva, it goes around the keva, obviously. The keva itself, in the words of Chazal, is in the shape of a keshes, in the shape of an arrow. So, I'm sorry, in the shape of a bow. So, you're going to have the rounded part, right? Think of a rainbow. And then you're going to have the straight part, which is going to be on the bottom of the bow. Says the Gemara, the akashto, as it relates to the chelev, that's on the akashto, miloshin keshes, that's on top of the bow, that's area that's rounded. Kuli amalei pligid aser. Everybody held it was aser. They didn't need it in bavel, they didn't need it in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't keep pligid ayitro. Which chelek did they have a machloikis, the Bnei Bavel and the Bnei Eretz Yisrael? That was the chelov that was on the bottom, on the straight line. That's the part that's on the Yitro. Ikeda Amri, there were those that said that, no, just the opposite. The one that was on the Yitro, which is for sure the Mokula digger part, in the Ikeda Amri, everybody held that it was Motor. Kibligi da Akashto, the machloikis was only with regards to the Akashto, it was only with regards to the rounded area. So the bottom line is we know that the Bar Chimtza is the one that's Motor. We can identify the Bar Chimtza as knowing that's that controversial chelov that they used to eat in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't eat in Bavel. What is the Bar Chimtza? Well, believe it or not, there are actually two Lashonos. According to one Lishna, it's the Ayitra. According to the other Lishna, it is the Akashta. Now Rashi speaks out that it has to be the Rav Nachman held, like the first Lishna. It has to be the Rav Nachman held that the controversial chelev, which ultimately is going to be the Bar Chimtza, is going to be the Ayitra. How do you know that? Because the second Lishna holds that the Ayitra, according to everybody, is Mutter, and it's with regards to the Akashta that is a Machlokes. Little tricky. If Rav Nachman holds that the controversial chelev that they used to eat in Eretz Yisrael but didn't eat in Bavel has the ability to be soysim even in Bavel, well, then it comes out all the chalavim have the ability to be soysim. Because dayitra kulam loy pligi deshari, and if it's mutter, then everybody holds that has the ability to be soysim. And even the one that in Bavel they held was aser, but Rav Nachman said you have to be moida b'miksas. At the very least, you have to be moida that if you want it to be soysim, Bavel is going to be soysim. It's going to come out then that everything has the ability to be soysim. The problem is Rav Nachman said mefurish that shamet minei the Rav Nachman Tarti, Chimtza Ubar Chimtza, Chad Sosam, Chad Loi Sosam. So if you're going to tell me that the Machloikis is the Akashta of a Dayitra, Kulam Bila Pliga Deshari, so the Chelev that's on Dayitra is going to be Mutter because you can even eat it in Bavel. And even the one that's on the Akashta, that in Bavel you can't eat, but at the same time, Moedim and Mixas is going to be able to be Soysim. It has to be Zok Rashi, the Rav Nachman held like the first Lishna, and that is the Akashta, Kulam Bila Pliga Deshari, and that's going to be the Chimtza that doesn't have the ability to be Soysim, because that's considered Chelev in Bavel, and it's considered Chelev in Eretz Yisrael, ki pligi da yitra, that they used to eat in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't eat it in Bavel. So Rav Nachman, even though they didn't eat it in Bavel, but hami, if you want it to be soysim, it's going to have the ability to be soysim. So in the world of Rav Nachman, what's the sikum? The world of Rav Nachman is, again, Rava had this messiah for Rav Nachman, that there are two parts of the chalavim in the cave. Now we know the shape of the cave a little bit, so we can narrow it down to the keshes part and the ayitra part. But the bottom line is, he gave names to the faces. Chimtza bar chimtza. He said, chad sasim v'chad loy sasim. I don't know what. So first the Gemara clarified that it's the chimtza that's not soysim. It's the bar chimtza that is, because yofa koyach haben mikoyach av. The next question was, what is the chimtza? What is the bar chimtza? And as much as the Gemara brought two lashonis, but making a sikum and shitas Rav Nachman and the sugya, there's only one lishna, and that is the bar chimtza is the ayitra, and even though in Bavel they didn't eat it, but at the same time it did have the ability to be soysim. Either way, says the Gemara, ki ha the amar of avyo amar of ami. So we're going back now to the fact that the yidden in Eretz Yisrael were mekel in the first lishna of the Gemara, Rashi says, with the chelov that was on the ayitra. In Bavel they were machmer, and again in the first lishna, the akashta kulam loy pligi de asa, says the Gemara. I'll tell you a maisa. Rav Avya said in the neighbor Rav Ami that mekamtzen, that as much as it was okay in Eretz Yisrael, for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, to go and eat from the chelev that was on the Yitra, but they would take off a little bit. Rashi says the reason they took off a little bit is because even though those fats were considered mutter, but it used to touch other fats that were not okay. So you don't want that on the surface of the kosher fats Again, this is an animal where everything is all tamished. So you don't want that there should be a little bit of machalas asuras attached to it. Said there used to be mekamitz. V'chein amar Rav Yanai mishum zakin. Ech Rav Yanai said the name of a certain zakin. Mekamtsin, that's what he's supposed to. Amar Rav Avi. Rav Avi said, Afakim dekameh Rav Ami. I was one standing in front of Rav Ami. Come to the havu leva achal. This is exactly what they did. By the way, you see the great Rav Ami was also mekel on this. All the Bnei Yisrael used to be mekel. Shami Rav Chanina. Avakoy kameh Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina's gaba was one standing in front of Rav Chanina. Amar Leis Rav Chanina tells us gaba kmoitz havli de echal. You please give me a little bit of the fats that's on the yitra, but first kmoitz, right? Do this. Make sure you take a little bit. Chazit avakom echasim. And Rav Chanina saw that his gaba was getting like a little. You sure the Rebbe really wants this? Right? He was getting a little nervous. On Malay, he says, "Ach, vagesim bavlat." Which, by the way, that was like derogatory back in the day. But bavlat, you're a Babylonian. He said, "Gumshde." If that's the case, you have to throw it away. And the Mefarshim speak out that gumshde. Why gumshde? Why you have to throw it out? You can't eat it. Give it to me. Before over here, that if the Ben Bavel wasn't allowed to eat it, he could even give it to the Rebbe. You know why? Be lifnei yivel yisit the mishal. Now the Rebbe could have taken it himself, maybe not. But the Rebbe said, "Listen, the Gaba, you can't give it to me." That's the case, Gum Shaday. This is something that you have to get rid of. Either way, moving along, says the Gemara. Tanya, we learned in a Brice, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, Nei Ayin Shenikvu, in the event that the intestines of an animal have a nekev, which would render it a treif, Abba Lechos, Soismason. But there's certain lechos, there's a certain liquid that is plugging the hole. Ksherid Allah is, it's going to be kosher. So in the world of holes being plugged, sometimes it worked, sometimes it doesn't work. We spoke a lot about this regarding the treifa. Regarding the reya, and we had a little bit about it just now regarding the fats and the stomachs. So what about as it relates to the Bnei Me'ayin? So if there's lecha, that's sois mison, it's going to be kosher. It says, well, my lecha, which lecha? Rav Kana said, shirka de me'ayo, the nakiv, the nafik agav duchka. So it's referring to a certain liquid that's inside the stomach, that if you take a knife, duchka means duchka de sakina, and you press hard into it, it's going to ooze out. That's like a very strong liquid. And if that plugs the hole, then it's going to be okay. So, Oktigimar, Gemiri Chavraya de Rab Abba, Mirab Abba. The Chaverim of Rab Abba were Mekabel from Rab Abba. There's going to be a lot of names now. Umanu. Who were the friends of Rab Abba? Rab Zeira. It was Rab Zeira. Famila, some say it was Chavraya de Rab Zeira, Mirab Zeira. It was the friends of Rab Zeira, the Mekabel from Rab Zeira. Umanu. Who were the friends of Rab Zeira? It's Rab Abba, Breid Rab Chia Bar Abba. So it was Rab Abba, Breid Rab Chia Bar Abba. Either way. Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So we're not sure who was Mekabel from who. Was Rab Abba Mekabel from Rab Zeira, Rab Zeira Mekabel from Rab Abba. But the bottom line is, it traced itself back to this halacha to the great Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? He said two things. Halacha ki Rab Shimon Gamliel betreifa, v'halacha ki Rab Shimon be'eva. The halacha is like Rab Shimon Gamliel when it comes to treifas, and the halacha is like Rab Shimon, as in Rab Shimon Ba'ichai, stan Rab Shimon's Rab Shimon Ba'ichai, when it comes to avil. So, halacha ki Rab Shimon Gamliel betreifa. What did Rabbi Yochanan mean when he said halacha is like Rab Shimon Gamliel when it comes to treifas? Hoda Amaron. He meant halacha that we just mentioned, that in the event that there's a hole inside the intestines, and there's the lecha that soysmas on. Which lecha? The lecha that agav duchka, the sakina is going to come oozing. Yeah, that's considered a plug. Okay. Rab Shimon ba'avol mahi. What did he mean when he said that Allah is like Rab Shimon, the time we learned to Mishkol Shalish Yaman Rishayim, the first 3 days after a person dies. So the context over here is Hilchas Avelis, specifically. Somebody died, and the family started sitting Shiva. There was a member of the family that was not present at the time that the family member died, and he shows up during the Shiva. So does he have to start counting his own Shiva? Or if he shows up on day 3, so he can pick up where everybody's holding? Is he nigrar and nimshach v'nitbal to the fact that the family is sitting shiva right now? Or does he do his own thing? So that's what's being discussed over there in this braisa. Kol shloish yom marishayim, the first 3 days of the avelos, bami makam kariv, in the event that a person shows up and he came from close by, he counts with them. If, however, he came from a faraway place, even if it's during the first 3 days, he counts his own thing. After day 3, I feel makam karev. Even if he comes from a close place, he would do his own thing. Shimon says, I feel be a mashvi. Even if it's the 7th day, as long as he's bami makam karev, if he comes from a close place, he's going to count with them. So Rav Shimon has this huge kula. Rav Shimon holds that if the family member came from a makam karev, even if he showed up on the last day of the shiva, he literally came in, amakim yanachim, he got up, walked around the block, and he goes home. Even if he did that, then in of itself is going to be okay. Bottom line is, says the Gemara, that either Rab Abba was Mekalba for Rab Zeira was Mekalba for Rab Abba, and by the way, it's not Stam Rab Abba, it's Rab Abba Breid, Rab Chia Bar Abba. tracing itself back to the great Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel b'treifa, that's our sugya, and also Halacha Rabbi Shimon be'evel. What's Halacha Rabbi Shimon when it comes to Avelus? This halacha, this obscure halacha, that if a family member comes with makom karev, even on the seventh day, he could be moine imam. Either way, says the Gemara, Amar mandahu, somebody said, who? We don't know. Now the Gemara is all about Sif David Vais Bekever, and you know, we mentioned all the names. Just look at this last Gemara. Was it Rabba from Rabzeir for Rabab? Is it regular Rabab? Is it Rabab Red, Rabchibar Abba Hachiam, the great Rabbi Yechon, right? There's 1,000 names on this blot alone. But the bottom line is that we didn't know who it was. So Amar Mandu, this is Pliny Almighty. Amar Mandu, Eski Ve'esek. Ah, one day Alavai, I should be Zoicha. And I should go to Eretz Yisrael. You see the way the Anche Bavel used to think of Eretz Yisrael. You know, the next time I go to Eretz Yisrael, Eski Ve'esek, when I'll be Zoicha the next time to go to Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to try to meet Rab Abba, who is the son of Rab Chibar Rabba, and I want to hear what he has to say regarding the Sugya. I mean, for whatever reason, he wasn't taking the Amiram at their word. So he said, I want to hear it directly from the Amira's mouth. So Eski Ve'esek, and when I go to Eretz Yisrael, right, everyone has their itinerary. Where are you going? I want to meet Rab Abba Breit Rab Chibar Rabba, because I want to find out about Halachik Rab Shimon Gamliel, Halachik Rab Shimon. So the Gemara says, Kisolik, this Talmud was Zoicha, his tefillah was answered. And Ashkech the Rab Abba Breit Rab Chibar Rabba, and he has this incredible encounter, something he had been waiting for. And he meets Rab Abba, the son of Rab Chibar Rabba. Amalesi, he told him, Amamar Halachik Rab Shimon Gamliel, Betrefa, and he's waiting for him to say, yeah. Amalei told him, huh? Ein halacha amri. Very anticlimactic. He says, no. I said the halacha is not like him. And he's thinking, it's a good thing I came. He said, Rab Shimon Ba'avel? Is the halacha like Rab Shimon Ba'avel? Right, my what there? Amalei, so he told him, that plukta nino, that's alfa plunta diga inyan. The itma Rav Chizda ma halacha, v'chenam Rab Yechanan halacha, Rav Nachman ama ein halacha. He said, I didn't realize a whole story, you heard a whole rabbi. He thought he was going to say, yes, no, weiter. He gave him a ganza ma'isa, says the Gemara, bottom line. Okay, so, you know, we thought the halacha is Rav Shimon Gamliel betrefa, and the halacha is Rav Shimon Ba'avel. But this pliny almoini had the schus to be megala to us that, you know, when he met Rabbi Abba, turns out it wasn't so poshut. Okay, so now we need to recalibrate. And tachlis, so what is the halacha? So the Gemara tells us, in halacha, Rav Shimon Gamliel betreifa, after all that, we said like 11 times, the halacha is Rav Shimon Gamliel betreifa, the halacha is really not like Rav Shimon Gamliel betreifa. Like the Pliny Almighty heard it, the halacha ki Rab Shimon be'evel, the halacha is like Rab Shimon be'evel. You want to know why? Even though we don't usually paskin like Rab Shimon. But the Amar Shmuel, halacha ki divrei hamekel be'evel, the halacha is like the divrei hamekel be'evel. We have a raid bite on this from the last machzer, Ayin Sham Zok de Gemar. Amar Rav Simi Barchia, makifin bivnei me'ai. So this term makifin comes up a lot in Eilu Treifas. So what does makifin mean? We had makifin just the other day regarding the Reya, where there's a hole in the lung, and the sheikhet, the baidik, is trying to figure out if this hole was there from way back, or maybe when the butchers, the sheikhet was playing around with it, he accidentally punctured it. What's the nafkamina? Well, there's a lot at stake, right? Pun intended. If this is an old hole, well, the animal's going to be a treifa. And if it is something that happened after the fact, well, then it's not going to be a treifa. So there's an idea that what you're allowed to do is you're allowed to be makif. To be makif means, literally, to bring close. Right, there's an idea that a Talmud Chacham, when he's mafresh trumas or maisers, he only does it in amukov. He only does it from something that's close by. But, right, think hakafis, you're surrounding it, you're in the area, right? That's the general shayrish. But the bottom line is, what it means practically, is it means you're allowed to compare. So you're allowed to take an reya, put a hole in it right now, which is fine, right? It's neither here nor there. You're not doing anything wrong. And now compare the two holes. If the holes look alike, then it's Yitachin that this hole also came lacher amaisa. If, however, they don't look alike, well, then it's actually more mustaber that the hole is an old hole, and as a result, it would be considered a treifa. So Rav Simi Barchia said that just like there's an idea of makifim bereya, like we had earlier in the parak, makifim b'bnei me'ayin, when it comes to the b'nei me'ayin, it comes to the intestines. If you see a hole and a neck of the b'nei me'ayin would make it a treifa, but only if it was there all along, not if it was punctured while the butchers were dealing with it. So the same trick of being makifin, this is something that you're allowed to do. So there was an intestines that walked into Rava. So Rava knew the trick. So he brought another Bnei Me'ayin, right? So the Rav back in the day had to have this in his toolkit. So he pulls out a Bnei Me'ayin and he punctures a hole. It didn't look the same. He says, I'm sorry, but based on this, it looks like you have a treif. So the Gemara says, Rav Sharshi, who was Rav's son, walked in. And he looked and he saw what was happening and he saw the sheikh was very disappointed. He says, give it to me. Mamashmish, but he started playing with it. He's holding it, he's rubbing it, right? Sirchis, and he's doing all these things. The idmu, and then all of a sudden the two holes looked alike. Amalei, so Rava looked at his son and he says, wow, it was brilliant. He said, minalacha. He says, like, how do you know to do that? Amalei, so Ramashar, she told him, he says, what do you mean? I made a very simple cheshbin. I said, kama yadi mamashmish ubahani mekamed alesa lekamed amar. I was thinking in my head that this animal, right, this Bnei Me'ayin, can you imagine how many people touched it? Right, before it came to Rava, first of all, the Sheikhtim were playing with him, but besides, this first bride took it to his Medrash, and he asked his Chavrusa, what do you think? And then he asked the Rish Chabura, and then he asked, you know, the Rish Shiva. He started walking around asking until finally they decided, you know, we're going to go to Rava, we're going to ask the Marad Asra, we're going to ask the God of Ladar, we're going to hear what he has to say. But can you imagine how many people touched it? So I had this hunch that the reason the two holes don't look the same is because this is a brand new minted hole, and this one has already been through the war. So as a result, I figured that they probably don't look alike. So that was my chap. Let me go ahead and be mamashmish with it. Let me mimic what happened to the other one. Let's see if they look the same then. And they looked. Amalei, when Rava saw this, he was so happy. He said, Chakim bri betreifis. Rabbi Yochanan, he says, wow, my son, he's so brilliant. He's literally like the great Rabbi Yochanan when it comes to treifis. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Loza, Amitravaya, Asmerechen for Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Loza both said, Makif and brei. By the way, do you have to say Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Loza to Amitravaya? Could be not, because that's the Gemara in Yevamos, where the Gemara says that when Rabbi Lazar with Darshan, everybody knew that whatever was coming out of his mouth was literally Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara's mashal was similar to Yeshua ben Nun, that everybody knew. Yeshua ben Nun, you say, Kachama Moshe, Kachama Moshe. Of course not. Everyone knew, Hakul Yoiden, that whatever he said was Moshe. We have a rabbi from Rav Margolis. One of his mechkarim is how Stam Rabbi Lazar is always Rabbi Yochanan. It's Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Dami Travayu is almost superfluous, because it's Pashit. If Rabbi Lazar would say it, you would know it's Rabbi Yochanan, and it's Memela Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Lazar, Dami Travayu, a little bit of aura. But either way, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, my point is, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Dami Travayu, that we always say is newsworthy. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Dami Travayu, of course. But either way, what did they both say? We're getting excited. Makif and Bereya, that is also a concept of Makif and Bereya. So again, when we started Makif and Bereya, we stelt to Makif and Bereya, because we already learned three blad of Reya. We went through raid bites already of Glad Kosher raid bites, right? We went through the raid bites of Sirchis. But now we're learning the Sugya Bnei Me'ayin, so we're stelling to Reya. So again, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar both said that there's a concept of Makif and Bereya. Amar Rabbi said, Leymar, the only time this is true, Allah Isaruga. That's only true if the two parts of the Reya that you want to compare, the two holes are on the same Aruga. So what's the Aruga? An Aruga usually is a patch that you have in a field. But what's the Aruga? So we mentioned that there was the right side of the Reya, the left side. The lobes on the right, the lobes on the right. Nafkamina, you have to have three to the right when the animal is hanging from its hind legs facing the Sheikhid, right? But there's a lot of nuance when it comes to how the perfect Reya needs to look. Because if it's imperfect, there might be a treifa. So if you're comparing two holes on the same side of the Reya, so now you're comparing Reyas to Reyas, and then it's going to be okay. But if it's going to be on the other side, the rechte zat fin der Reya and the linke zat is not something you can compare. It says the Gemara, is that true lahalacha? Yeah. V'hilchaso, actually, no. Afilu me'aruga laharuga, the halacha is that, no, you can compare, you can be makav afilu me'aruga laharuga, midaka ledaka megasa legasa, but only if it's a small lobe to a small lobe, and from a big lobe to a big lobe. Avin, le'migas ledaka, le'midaka legasa. Again, this also we saw, there's the bigger ones, the smaller ones, the one that looks like the rose, all the different unois and umois. So as long as it's big to big and small to small, even if it's not me'aruga la'aruga, it's going to be okay. Abayv rab dami chavay, abayim rab bold sem, akifim bekona, that just like you can be makiv when it comes to the ne'ma, you can be makiv when it comes to the Reya, you could also be Mak when it comes to the Kana. By the way, Abaye Rav Dami Chavayu is not Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lazar Dami Chavayu. That's also newsworthy, because usually if Abaye says right, Rav says left, right? So Abaye Rav Dami Chavayu, when it comes to the Kana, you could be Mak if Amar Papa Rav Papa Slaymar, that's only true. Elabai Yisah Chulya. That's only true if it's on the same Chulya, right? The same cartilage. Avu Michulya L'Chulya Loite. Hilchasa, what's the Alocha? Afilu Michulya L'Chulya. No, even from cartilage to cartilage. Umi Bar Chulya L'Bar Chulya. So no relation to the Bar Chimtza, but also from the Bar Chulya to the Bar Chulya. Avalei mi Chulya le Bar Chulya, valei mi Bar Chulya le Chulya. So what's a Chulya and what's a Bar Chulya? So Rashi says that If you look at the picture of the cartilage, so on one side it's very bright, on one side it's very, very big. On the other side of the kana, it comes to like a point, and literally a point, like a very, very fine point. So the part that's much wider, that's considered the chulya. The side of the kana where they meet at this point, that area that's very, very narrow, that's considered the bar chulya. So again, afilo mi chulya le chulya mi bar chulya le bar chulya, avaloi mi chulya le bar chulya, avaloi mi bar chulya le chulya. Repeat that 10 times. Zok Gemara Ziri, Ziri said, chal chulas shenikfa. The chalcholis of the animal. So the chalcholis is the rectum of the animal that has a nekev inside of it. Kshera is going to be kosher. Why? It's because they're supported by the yurechayim, the hips of the animal, the thighs of the animal, and as a result, being that they're being supported, it's not going to cause the animal to break down. It could survive the fact that it has a nekev. Says the Gemara v'kama, meaning, it's the reason that the nekev in the chalcholis doesn't render it a treifa is because it has the support of the yerech. So you would think it has to be in the area of the yerech. Additionally, the Gemara wants to know how big could this nekev be for it to still be kosher, right? What, it could be as big as you want. A nekev is kosher. Maybe a nekev of mashu. What's the shir? I'm Rabbi Loi. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Makam hadavik. If the hole is literally in the area where the rectum meets the thighs, berubai, then that loch is... the shear would be ra'if. That's when you're running into issues. Shalei b'makim adavik. If it's shalei b'makim adavik, then b'mashu, as long as it's a mashu, then already it's going to be a treif. Rabbanan kamei de Rava, mishmei de Rav Nachman. The Rabbanan told Rava this psak halach in the name of Rav Nachman. Amar. So Rava told him, lava mina lechu, haven't I told you in the past, like tisli be buki sriki, that don't attribute empty barrels to my great Rebbe Rav Nachman, because Hachiyam Rav Nachman never said this. I'll tell you what he said. Makam Adavik, if the hole is in the Makam Adavik, afilu nitol kulay kosher. Even if the entire thing is removed, it's going to be kosher. Meaning, you're telling me if roiv, it's a problem? No. The whole thing could be gone. Fushin ishtar ba k'tei tfis. As long as a k'tei tfis, there's a little something there, that in of itself is going to be okay. V'kama, what's a k'tei tfis? Amar Abaya, Abaya said, kimloy badita. Rashi says that's the width of a finger. B'toira. Torah is not part of the shear. But Torah means even if it's in a shear, which is very, very big, as long as you have that tfisa, that in and of itself is going to be, oh, okay, Zokta Gemara. Going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Akeres HaPnimi, Shenikva. A keres apnimi that has a nekev inside of it, even if it's a tiny little nekev, that is going to make it into a treif. And that's in contrast to the rest of the keres, where the halach is that if you have a tiny little nekev, it's not going to be a problem. So one of the four stomachs of the animal is the keres. Again, a lot more about the stomachs coming up in the next few dafim. So we'll really get into this from a technical and from a halachic perspective. But for now, just to learn another gemara that is difficult from a hamchasha perspective. When we talk about the keres, the Mishnah divides the keres into the keres apnimi and the rest of the keres. L'may nafkemina, keres apnimi, a nekev, even a mashu, is going to make it into a treifa. The question is, what is the keres apnimi? And as we're about to see, no one really knew. There was so much confusion amongst the G'dayli Amayram, even the Tanam, and we'll see so many different shittas. Om Rav Yudah Marav, Rudis in the name of Rav. Hey, Nassim Bar Shila, Reish Tabachai de Tzipayri. So Nassim Bar Shila, who is the head butcher in Tzipayri, right? So who do we know was a head butcher? Paitifar, right? Paitifar was the Sara Tabach. Machlik is Rashi and the Ramban from the Chumash here. Whether he was the head of the butchers or he was the head of the butchers, the executioner. But either way, Rabbi Huda said in the name of Rav, listen to all these names, that Nazim Bar Shela, who's the Sara Tabachim of Tzibayri, said Eidos Lefnei Rabbi Mishum Rav Nosson. Eizah, he carries up to me. What's the carries up to me? Sanya Divi. It's the part of the carries that even the Divi, even the wolves don't like. So when a wolf tears apart an animal and he comes to this part of the keres, he's like, I'll pass, right? Keres hapnimi, that's that area. V'chein amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, sanyo divi. Rabbi Shmuel said, no, it's something else. It's istumka de karsa. So istumka, Rashi says, is a stomach balaz. So obviously pun intended, but the word stomach clearly has its origins, at the very least in Old French. So istumka de karsa. Now what part of the stomach is this stomach of the karsa? Zok Rashi, the Inya de Amahu. I don't know. So Kiddur, Rashi has a lot of any ideas in Shas that Reb Kivegin Gilgin Ashas brings in the end of the third parak of Masechtas Brachas. But the bottom line is, Rashi said, any idea, I don't know what exactly this is stomach. So it's funny. We know what everything is except what the stomach is. This is the stomach. What's the stomach? The stomach is any idea. Rav Asya and Rabbi Yechanan, Rav Asya and the name Rabbi Yechanan, Makan Tzar Yesh Mekeres. There is a very narrow part of the keres. Above any day, Rav Asi said in the name of the great Rabbi Yochanan. So Rashi, who said any day, what is stumka the keres is? So Rashi is explaining something that the Tana Rabbi Shmuel said, that the Tana Rabbi Shmuel knew. I just don't know how to be mefarish it. Rav Asi and Rabbi Yochanan said that we ourselves don't even know what it is. We know it's a makom tzar bekeres, but what it is, I don't know. Amr, I'm Nachman Yitzchak, said, nothing crazy to be real. Well, you basically didn't give us anything, because if you tell me that there's a makom tzar bekeres, but you don't know what it is, so it could be anything. And if that's the case, anytime you find a nekev in the keres, you'd have to be chayish, then maybe that's what it is. So essentially, we're being forced to take the keres and throw it into the pit. Any little hole is going to force us to discard it. Amr Rav Acha bar Rav Abba. Amr Rav Asi, so stating that, Rav Acha bar Rav Abba said, in the name of Rav Asi, min ha-meitzer ulamata, I'll be mefarish, I know what that makom tzar is. Meaning, Rav Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, any Yodeya Ezo. But Rav Acha bar Rav Abba said in the name of Rav Asi, then no, we do know what it is. And what it is Min HaMetzer Olamata, so it's where the keres starts becoming narrow. Now, where would it become narrow? As it gets closer to the esophagus. You think of a stomach, right? You think of it being big. But as it gets closer to the vesha, to the esophagus, it starts narrowing. Now, why is it called Min HaKeres Olamata? The reason is because the animal is always suspended from its hind legs. So even though when you go from the stomach to the esophagus, you're traveling up, right? But if you're hanging from your feet, well then, the acid reflux is not going up, it's going down. Now it's in the other direction. So that's why we refer to it as Min HaMeitzer Ulamatra. Yaakov bar Nachmini, Yom HaShmuel, Nachmini, Nachmini, send the name of Shmuel, Mokom She'im Bay Melas. You want to know where the keres apnimi is? It's the part of the keres that has no wool on its linings. So what does this mean? We saw this already earlier, that there's a part of the keres that has hair, which gives it like a woolly feeling. So the part that doesn't have the melas yet, right? The esophagus doesn't have any hair, and then you get closer to the keres. So there's a part of the keres that still doesn't have this melas, and then it becomes very hairy. So when you're in the keres, and the chelik that doesn't have the hair, that's when you're by the keres apnimi. Rabbi Avina said, Gniva, in the name of Gniva, Mishmei the Rav, it traces itself back to Rav, Tefach beveshet samuch lekeres ui keres apnimi. So you want to know what the keres apnimi is? It's the last tefach of the veshet. So it's really, to us, looks like part of the veshet, but that last tefach, that's Ami b'merav, and Eretz Yisrael, they said, Mishmei the Rav, Yisrael b'chanin, Emre Yisrael b'chanin, Kol ha-keres kule, Yisrael keres apnimi. That really, the entire keres is the keres apnimi. They said, keres achitza. Okay, so then the question begs itself in the reverse. What's the keres achitza? Basar ha-chayfes reva keres. So there's like one slab of basar that covers the entire keres. That outer lining is the keres achitza, but everything else, the whole inside, the whole kishkes of the keres, is the keres apnimi. Rabba bar Rav Huna said, mafrata. You want to know what the keres apnimi is? Mafrata, says the Gemara. The obvious question, we're all asking this question. My mafrata. Rabbi said, hey, the pari tabachi. It means that when the butchers open up the stomach, so there's a part of the stomach that you can see, that you get a visual on. That area is considered the mafrat. The bottom line is, we have a lot of pshatim here, right? If you take it from the top. So we had, it's the sanya divi. It's the part of the keres that even the wolves don't like. Then we had, it's the stumka de karza, stomach blas, which Rashi says in the idea. Mokum tsar yesh bekeres. Shaila, whether we know what it is or we don't know what it is. On the side that we know what it is, it's min hametzar ulamata. The fourth pshat that we had was, it's the area that has no wool, right? Doesn't have the hair on the sides. Makom she'im bay melas. The next pshat that we had was, it's the veshet that's samuch lekeres. So it's actually part of the veshet technically, but that last tefach that's right next to the keres. And then finally, we had a sixth pshat, well, actually not up to finally yet, but we had a sixth pshat, and that is that the entire stomach is really the keres apnimi. It's just that outer part that's the keres achitzayna, and the seventh pshat is, it's the mefrata. What's the mefrata? That's the ear they're able to see. So if you do the math, it's seven pshatim, a lot of names, but seven pshatim, some of them attributed to Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan. Mamish, the greatest Amiram of all time, says the Gemara. What was Lamaisna? Ben Ardoi, Abdi Kirabba Barafuna. In Ardoi, they used to follow Rabba Barafuna, which was mefrata. That was the meaning. perfect. So if the nekev b'mashu was in the mefrata, they paskin that it's going to be a trefa, but anywhere else, it's not going to be a trefa. Amalei Rav Ashi la meimar. So Rav Ashi turned to meimar and he told him, I don't understand the minigin hardok. Kol ani shmeitz amai. You have so many, you have seven pshatim. Mechatesi, you could go ahead and be machriel like one. Amalei, so he told him, kulam shayochim b'derabba barav huna. I hold that Rabbi Rav Huna's pshat is actually inclusive of all that. Because when you cut open the animal and you see, you're able to see the area that would be considered the keres apnimi l'chol adeyes. So really, I'm being machmir like all the shitas. When I say mefrat, it's not because I'm being machriya, it's because I hold that's one shita that includes in it all the shitas. But the Gemara says, how could you say that? One of the shitas were, we don't even know what it is. Right? We don't know what it is. So if you don't know what it is, you can't tell me you know for sure you're seeing it. Don't for a picture of Achabarava. It's sure Rav Asi, Rabbi Yochanan, didn't know what it is. But Rav Acha Bar Rav said the name Rav Asi, that we do know what it is. It's the area which starts becoming narrow, and that's included in the Mafrata. Rav Ashi asked him another kasha. He said, Udu Rav Avino, Udu B'nei Marav Amai. What about Ravina? Rav Avino said that it's the Veshet that Samach Lekeres. Now, it wasn't really Rav Avino. It was Ravina in the name of Geneva in the name of Rav. But the bottom line is, he said it's the Veshet HaSamach Lekeres. That Veshet HaSamach Lekeres, apparently, again, we're not farmers or butchers, but apparently you can't see that. So if you can't see that, what are you going to do about that? And not just that, what about the B'nai Marav? The B'nai Marav said it's the entire Keres. It's just that outer area that's a problem. So Bishlam, you want to tell me when you cut open the animal, you see the area that the wolves don't like, the stumka, the karis, which Rashi said, I don't know, but they knew what it was. That, I hear what you're going to tell me. Mokum sariyesh bekaris, you don't see. I mean, that also, mina meitzer, ulamata, that also something you're able to see. In terms of mokum shein by melas, that area you're able to see. But the veshet, that samach lekeres, that you can't see. And if it's the entire inside of the animal, that you also can't see. So by you going ahead and saying mefrata, you're actually not being yoitza all the days. You could be yoitza four of them, or five of them, including yours. But there's two of them that you're not being yoitza. So what about that? Amalei, Samayim told him, I hear havadai pligi. You have to say they held not like that. Meaning, you're not mukhach to say that the naharda were machriya in seven different shittas. They were machriya not like two. They were machriya not like Rav Avina in the name of Geneva, in the name of Rav, and they also didn't go like the Minhag Eretz Yisrael. But in terms of the other shittas, lav dafka they were machriya, it could be they were able to narrow it down from seven to five, and they knew one of those five includes everything else, and that's why they paskin. So lav dafka they were being machriya from the seven could be they just knocked out two, and once they knocked out two, then already they had a way to go about this. Exhale. Now, just a little announcement. As it relates to raid on this last Gemara that we learned, there's actually a very interesting maramakim. It's an anonymous note that is on the side of the Torah in the Siman that discusses these halachas. Last machzer, we did a raid bite on it. The name of the raid bite is the anonymous note on the side of the Torah. So either way, Ayin Shom, that's from Daf Nun, Masechtas Chulin, 13th cycle. But as it relates to raid for today, just to say over one ha'ara that connects to raid that we've spoken about a lot. That is, so we're learning the sugis of Treifas. And the Iker Parsha of Treifa is one pasuk in the Torah, even though there's different Muslim to it, but there's one Parsha Mefureshes in the Torah, it's one pasuk, it's in Parsha's Mishpatim. The pasuk says, Va'anshei Kodesh Tiunli, U'basar Basada Treifa Loisei Chelu, La'kelev Tashlicho Noisei. The Chasam Sofer, in two tshuvas, in Yerudei Simin Shin Yotes, and a Choshem Mishpat, Simin Chav Beis, asks a bombakasha. He asks, why is it that if a person has a treifa, la kelev tashlicho noisa? Now we know Chazal, the Mechilta, that the reason the kelev was zoicha to get the treifa is because the kelev didn't bark when the Yidden left Mitzrayim. Because of the respect that the dog showed the Yidden, b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim, it was zoicha to la kelev tashlicho noisa. But that's poshut, Zok Tachsam Sofer. The only reason the Torah is mandating to take the food and give it to the dog is because there's no way for you to eat it. There's no eitzah. And because there's no eitzah, so it's for that reason, it's poshut that just by process of elimination, you have to do something with it. You'll have enough from it. You can't eat it. So what should you do? Like Caliph Tashlichin, I say. Why the Caliph? Maybe give it the tiger. Oh, the reason is because the Caliph didn't bark, and it's for that reason that the Caliph was zoichin this. But again, it's pashut that like Caliph Tashlichin, I say, is like a last resort option. It's because you can't eat it. So therefore, you need to do something like Caliph Tashlichin, I say. You know what the eitzah is? Why don't you take the trefa and be mevatel it with meat? Close your eyes and take a whole bunch of meat, throw a trefa into the mix, mix it up so you don't know what's what. You're going to have a taruvah savisavah heter. We know that Allah is achri rabim lahat. This will be batal b'raif. Like this, you'll be able to eat it. Says the Chassam Sofer, I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me, ein mevatel nisa l'katchila. That's halacha revacha b'Yisrael. We're going to get to those halachas soon. Ein mevatel nisa l'katchila. But the Chassam Sofer, everybody knows that the shita of almost every single rishon, with the exception of the Ravid, is that ein mevatel nisa l'katchila is a nisa d'rabbanon. It's not a nisa d'raisa, which means that mid-raisa, there's a halacha of roiv, achri rabam lahatis, which teaches me a whole bunch of types of roivs. Included in that is bitul b'roiv, mevatel nisa l'katchila. So why does the Yid have to take his trefa and discard it like Kelev Tashlichan Oysoi? L'chayres of Al-Gevein Amor de Ge'etzna. The Eitzna would have been, be mevatelit b'roiv, and being that ein mevatel nisal l'chatchila is only an isad rabbanon, midday reis I'm allowed to do it. So at least midday reis, so why should it be like Kelev Tashlichan Oysoi? So if the rabbanon want to come along years later and say, nah, ein mevatel nisal l'chatchila, Kelev Tashlichan Oysoi, I have no issue with that. And, you know, invoke the mechilta. But why would the Torah say, like Kelev Tashlichan Oysoi? It's predicated on the fact that there is no workaround. L'chari, there is a workaround. The workaround is, why not be mevatel b'roiv? And the Chassam Sofer, to answer this kasha, said a davar chadash. He said that I think you see from this pasuk in the Torah, learning halacha from a pasuk in the Torah, and that is that although it's a machlokes rishonim, where the im of atlan is l'chatchilas and nisad deraisa is the rabbanon, and according to all the rishonim, with the exception of the Ravid, all it is a nisad rabbanon. That's only when you're dealing with a taruvis of lach belach. But when you're dealing with a taruvis of yavish beyavish, that's more chamer. And there everybody agrees, im of atlan is l'chatchila is a deraisa. What's the difference? The difference is when you have a taruvis of lach belach, the physical nature, the chemistry of the davar asa changes. It becomes nisarev with the davar mutter. It becomes bottle to the davar mutter. When you have a taruvus of yavish b'yavish, there's nothing changing. Nothing is being altered to the physical and to the chemical nature of the davar asa. You just don't know what's asa and what's mutter. And there's aloch of achir rabam lahatois, which is matter taruvus yavish b'yavish, just like it's matter taruvus lach b'lach. But at the end of the day, from a Cheftza of Machalas Asura's perspective, you have it be'en, Zokhtar Chassam Sofer, in a Taruvas Yavish B'Yavish. You don't have it be'en when it comes to a Taruvas of Lach B'Lach. So the Chassam Sofer said, Yesh Loimer, although it's true, Ein Mevatlin Issa L'Chatchila is only an Issa D'Rabban. But that's only when the Isser is not going to be be'en after you mevatel it. But when the Isser is going to remain be'en, it's going to remain intact after you mevatel it, over there everybody holds Ein Mevatlin Issa L'Chatchila is an Issa D'Raisa. And you know what the Mekor is? The Mekor is a pasuk in the Torah. L'Kelev Tashlicha Noisai, I be mevatel it. The Teretz is because although Ein mevatel nisal chatchila is an isad rabbanon, this is a taruvus yavish b'yavish, and by a taruvus yavish b'yavish, over there, ein mevatel nisal chatchila l'chuli alma midei reisa. The truth is, this yisoid, from the Hilchos Chassam Sofer, shtei tshein and tshuvas noida b'Yehuda, so this is shnei ga'inei yoylam, nischavnu l'dover echad. That as much as there's a shayla of ein mevatel nisal chatchila, isad de reisa, isad rabbanon, and according to Ruba, the Ruba of Rishonim, it's only isad rabbanon. That's only true by a taruvus lach belach, but it's not true when it comes to a taruvus of yavish beyavish. But I was just thinking, lulei de mistafina, as it relates to the ikar kasha of the Hilchos Chassam Sofer, and that is, why does the Torah say like kelef tashlichan oisai? There's an etza, make it into a taruvus. Eim avatul isal chatchila is only an isad rabbanon, and like this, you'll be able to eat it. And that is, I saw a shayla. The Torah says, if you have a trefa, last option, like kelef tashlichan oisai. Why do you have to give it to your dog? L'chari, there's an etza. Why don't you give it to your children? I mean, don't try this at home, literally. But why don't you give it to your children? Why don't you take the trefa and give it to your children that are ketanim? A katan is not chayiv in mitzvahs. And being that a katan is not chayiv in mitzvahs, so Why can't you just give him the treifa? Why do I have to get rid of it? Like this, every day, my child goes to yeshiva, I'm going to make him a sandwich. The sandwich is going to be a treifa. He's not muzer in Torah mitzvahs. So what should be the problem? No, I know it. You're going to say, right? Everyone's rolling their eyes now. Why? Because isn't there a lav in the Torah of lois sachilun, right? Let's just preface this a little bit better. Chinuch, that's not a mitzvah d'oraisa, right? Katan oichel nevelis, ein bezem mitzvah l'afrishay. So what's the problem? Just give it to the katan. The teretz is, there's a lav of lois sachilun. What's the lav of lois sachilun? So that's a gemara, mesachta zivam estaf kuf yudal ramad aleph. The gemara says that you're not allowed to feed biyodayim a katan a davar aser. How do I know it? Because it says it in the Torah not once, not twice. It says it three times. It says it with regards to the Isser Shkatzim V'Ramasim. It says it with regards to the Isser Dam. And it says it in the beginning of Parshas Emor, Emor V'Amarta, L'Hazik D'Ayla Malaktanim, regarding a Koton, that's a Koyin, is not allowed to be Metamet to a Mes. But the Gemara says that there's a Lav in the Torah called Lois Sachilum, and the Lav of Lois Sachilum teaches me that it's Aser to go ahead and to feed a Koton, something that's Aser, to a gadol. Okay, so if there's a lav of lois achilum, that's the eitzah. But it's not so pashit. You want to know why it's not so pashit? Because there's a huge, huge shaila in the poskim whether the isa lois achilum, which is an isa de raisa, is that true only for the three things that are mentioned in the sugi of Yavamis, or is that true for all other isurim as well? Meaning, the Gemara says it with regards to two, three isurim. It says it by shkatzim, it says it by dam, and it says it with regards to emavar marta by tumas kainim, lahazik de laman laktanim. But what about shari isurim? What about treifa? Is there going to be an isa lois achilum or not? This is a major, major shaila. Now, to be fair, in the beginning of the Masechta, we spoke out from the Tshuvas Neidah Yehuda. We made a huge deal about this, that the Neidah Yehuda said, with regards to the Grace Akasha, that why is it that a cheresh shaytiv katan are allowed a shecht chulin? Why don't we say that they're not a bar zvicha, they're not chayv in mitzvahs? And if they're not chayv in mitzvahs, so they should be like a guy, where shchitas soivikei chavim is nevela. And maishna, when it comes to tefillin and mezuzahs, that a katan that writes, Tarek Tzvila Mezuzah has been that he's not a Baruch Shira. See, he's not a Baruch Shira. Say the same thing. He shouldn't be able to shach. And the Yehuda said it's Grace Ateris, and we said the Prima Gadol learned it up in the Shach and Siman Aleph, that the Chilik is that although it's true, a Katan is not Muzer by himself to not eat Nevelos and Treifas, but at the same time, Lo Yisachilim, Lahazik Deilam Alakta. But the Yehuda was picking sides in that Tshuva. The Yehuda was assuming that there's an Issa Deiraisa of Lo Yisachilim, not only by the three Yisurim that the Gemara mentions in Yavamas Kuf Yudalad, but it's true for all Yisurim. And according to that, it's not Shver. You can never feed a katan a treif. You're being given this a day raisa. But what about all the other poiskim? Gedoyli, gedoyli, prima godim, andre, gedoyli a poiskim. And it's pizach hakolelos who hold not that way. Who hold that lois achilum is only for the three lavin that the Gemara mentions in Yevamos Kuf Yudal Raman Aleph. So the chayyud is an eitza. What's the eitza? The eitza is instead of like kelav tashlichan, I say give it to your katan. What we take for granted that a yid would never do that. But at the end of the day, l'chayr, you should be able to do that. So if you should be able to do that, so why is that not an eitzah? Why is that not an eitzah? A kelof tashlich anoisai. Just go and give it to your katan. But l'chayr, the teretz is pashat. What's the teretz? The teretz is that we spoke so much already about this idea that when it comes to macholos asuros, it's two dinim. There's the issa v'heter component of the macholos asuros, and then there's also an idea based on a gemara in Masechtas Yuma Daf Lamed Tes that says that if a person eats macholos asuros v'nitmeisem bam al tikri v'nitmeisem ele v'nitamtam, and we learn from there that when a person eats macholos asuros, in addition to the issa v'heter, there's also a concept of timtum halev. There's also an element of timtum halev that is going to come about when a person goes ahead and a person eats macholos asuros. And we mentioned that the gedolei achronim say that's pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam says when the Gemara says hashta behemtan shel tzadikim ein hakadosh baruch hu mevit hakol hayodom tzadikim atzmo lo koshkein, it's only b'midat achila. Why is midat achila different? Because when it comes to macholos asuros, there's an element of timtum halev. We said the meshech chachman parshat v'schanon who spoke at that. That's why when the yidden came into Eretz Yisrael and they were told that you're going to see bottom leim kol tov. I feel kadli the chaziri the gemara chulin daf yitzayin and ralph. You'll eat whatever you want. But then right afterwards it says that be careful. Pentishkach v'ram levavcha v'shachachta. Why do we need an azara right afterwards? Because you're going to eat macholos asuros even though it's mutter. I feel kadli the chaziri. But there's a metzias. There's a poison, a spiritual poison that's going to enter the guf of the person, and that can be extremely harmful, and as a result, the Torah says if you're going to eat the cow, eat the chazir, gesundheit, eat esses gesundheit. But at the same time, just be careful, realize what it is that you're bringing into your goof. We shtal sudar sameach that says even though I say it's doichalaisa say, but it could be that when it comes to macholas asrus, you don't find anywhere that you're allowed to macholas asrus to answer the Yerushalmi's kasha. Why it is that when the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael that first year, right? How were they allowed to eat from the chadash? Why didn't you say I say doichalaisa? The Bavli never asked the kasha because the Bavli knew there's no I say doichalaisa say. Simcha made a cheshbon, it was only the Yerushalmi l'shitasai. We spoke about maybe that's why the Kan and the Veshad are called Simonim. They're called Simonim because that's the simon that you're a Yid. When you're Nizer and Macholos Asuris, you have Kedushas Yisrael, you have the Avdolah Ben Yisrael Amen. Right, that's where that whole Indian comes about. That Indian comes dafka through that thing. You know, it's interesting. Even this Pasuk Allah, if you notice, every time Kemat, the Torah talks about Machalas Asuras, the Torah prefaces it with the fact that Klal Yisrael are Kedoshim. Right, the Pasuk that we spoke so much about in the beginning of the Masechta was in the end of Parshin Shmini. Al Teshaktsu es Nafshei Seichem B'chol HaSheretz HaSheretz V'lo Yisetamu Bahem V'netmeisem Bam Ki Ani Hashem Eloi Keichem V'hiskadishtem V'yisem Kedoshim Ki Kodeshon V'lo Yisetamu es Nafshei Seichem B'chol HaSheretz HaSheretz Al Haaretz. Right, the Torah mentions the word Kedusha 10 times. With regards to the Nevela, the Torah says, "Loi soichlu kol nevel." Since the parshas Re'eh, "La gera shebesh arechot et nenu v'achala oy mochel anachri ki am kodesh atol Hashem lo kechel loy sevashal gidi b'chalev imoy." Here too, by the treifa va'anche kodesh tiyuli ubasav asad the treifa loy sechelo. Whenever the Torah talks about machalas asuris, the Torah is madgish this point that Klal Yisrael are kedosh, and all the Rishonim say it in their own nusach because we're kedosh, and that's why we were commanded. That's why we were nitzava to make sure that we're not going to eat things that we're not supposed to eat. But either way, it's mavur that when it comes to machalas asuris, there's two dinim. There's the is of a heter, but there's also the inyan of timtum alei. It could be what the Torah is saying. Avada mitzad de iser treifa. Go ahead and give it to a katan. Why not? Lois achilum. Go. We can clear the prima godim's chakira and the psicha koilelas. Whether the lav of lois achilum is only true for the three azaris that's mentioned in the furish in the gemara yivamas kuf yadali. Whether it's true for all these surim as well. But there's another element over here. The other element over here is that when a person eats machalas asurois, that is going to shter the kedusha of the yid. Kedushas Yisrael, the Havdalah ben Yisrael Amen, the simin as dosh teit ayid, it's totally, believe it or not, it's totally in Macholos Asuras. And that has nothing to do with whether there's an Isser or there's no Isser. Kadli the Chaziri, Ramei Simcha said, brought with it the Timtum Halev. If a tzaddik would eat unknowingly, it would bring with it Timtum Alev. Yeah, but it's still going to bring with it a certain element, a certain dimension of Timtum Alev. It's for that reason, Zakta Teira, Lakel of Tashlich and Oyser. We can give it to your child. The child doesn't have an Isser. I understand the child doesn't have an Isser. But you're going to give your child something that's going to be Metamtim his life. The Nafkamina between the Gadol and the Katan is only whether he has the Isser or he doesn't have the Isser. But at the end of the day, The Timtum Alev that the Gadol would get, it's Pashat the Katan would get. And if you're not sure, just chaz over the Ramah, where the Ramah talks about a Menekes, who, even if she's a Chayla Sheyesh by Sakana, and she has to eat Macholos Asuras, but let someone else be Menek the child. Because that little bit of Macholos Asuras is going to eventually make its way into the lave of that child. And it's going to be soisim, some of the mayonos that this child needs in order to be able to pick up with his spiritual antenna all the ruchnias that's being poured down to him from Shemayim. The idea of Timtum Alev affects the katan in the identical way that affects the gadol. And that's why the Torah says, like, Kalev Tashlich and Oisai. It's not because if you give it to the katan, you're going to be over in Isidai Raisa. You're not. But at the same time, you're taking away his kedusha. So is that an eitzah? It doesn't make any sense. The kasha doesn't start. It's not a kasha. It has absolutely no havana. The emes is, I think in Taitcha the Pasuk, we have a little bit of an oimek. The Pasuk says, Va'anche kodesh tiyunli, ubasa basada treifa loisai chelu, la'kelev tashlichan oisai. The Torah prefaces the isa treifa with Va'anche kodesh tiyunli. Well, all the Rishonim say, because why can't I eat a treifa? Why mechtes, I can't eat a treifa. Ubasa basada treifa loisai chelu, why not? It's kosher. Why can't I eat it? The Torah says Va'anche kodesh tiyunli. Oh, but the emes is, it could be the Va'anche kodesh tiyunli is explaining the second part of the Pasuk also. Why is it la'kelev tashlichan oisai? Why can't I just go ahead and give it to my child? The Torah says Va'anche kodesh and that's why you can't eat it, and that's why You can't give it to your child. The emes is the pasuk of Nevela, where the Torah mentions this idea. What does the pasuk say? Lo soichlu kol Nevela. Lager ashebisharecho titneno vaachola oimachar lenachri ki am kodesh ato l'Hashem alekech. Here too, this is the pasuk that doesn't just say thou shalt not eat nevela. You shouldn't eat nevela, and what should you do with the nevela? Don't give it to your child. Lager ashebisharecho titneno vaachola oimachar lenachri. You want to know why? Ki am kodesh ato l'Hashem alekech. And the ki am kodesh ato l'Hashem alekech is a pirish on the ration of the pasuk lo soichlu kol nevela, and it's also a pirish on the seif of the pasuk. In fact, by the trefa, it says "Va'anshe kodesh tion li" next to "Ubas v'asod the trefa lo yisachelu," and by nevela, it says it by the seifa. "La'ger Hashem b'sharecha titnenu v'achol emachel lenochi yam kodeshat l'Hashem lekecha yagid olav reyo." Because this idea of "Va'anshe kodesh tion li ki am kodeshat l'Hashem lekecha," that's the explanation for why you can't eat it. It's also the explanation why there's no option. What do you mean? I can come up with a chap. I have an option. The option, let me give it to my child. I lo sachilum, that's totally in the prima gadam's chakira. The teretz says that's all true from an isa v'heta perspective. But being that what's at stake is kedushas Yisrael, va'anshe kodesh tion li, ki am kodesh atel Hashem lekecha, that's why it's not even an eitzah to give it to the child. That's why it has to be like kelev tashlichon oisai. That's why it has to be like gerah shebesh harech tetnenu v'achola oimachar lenachri. The Chassam Sofer asked the kasha. The Chassam Sofer's kasha was that I have an eitzah. Why is it like Kelev Tashlichan Oisai? By the way, Chassam Sofer asked the kasha regarding the veil as well. Why is it like Gerash Abishurech Tetneneh Vachol Emachol Enachri? There's an eitzah. Take the Machol Esasurois, be mevatalit b'roiv, ein mevatalit nisal chathil is only a nisal de Rabbanon. Like this, you're not going to have a problem. What was the Chassam Sofer's teretz? Chassam Sofer was mechadish because of this. Oh, the only time Eim Avatlan Isal Chathil is in Isad Rabbanon, that's when there's a Taruvus Lach Balach. But when there's a Taruvus Yavish B'Yavish, then there's going to be an Isad Eiraisa. Lulei de Mistafina. Maybe you can say, we spoke earlier in the week, Pamayim Bahava, about the concept of Chumras. Specifically, we spoke about this idea of what happens when you have something that's Mutter Me'ikar Adin, the Soilus Lamincha, Rabbi Yaakov Reichner, who brought in the name of the Teirus HaAshan, the Teisus Yontif, said that what if somebody wants to be machmer when it comes to cliche Nienim of Ashal? Or somebody has a little bit of Isser that was Nisarev with Shishim of Heter, but he wants to be machmer in the Sugya of Bittel Beroy. So is he allowed to? Is he not allowed? He said he's not allowed to. It's Derech Minas. Isser of Heter says, no, you could do it. He said that you're not allowed to do it. It's actually Derech Minas. But we spoke from the Chidah, that the Chidah says in his Birkei Yosef, Yerudei Yosim and Yud Zayin, that that's only true that you're not allowed to be machmer if you're being mefakfik in the din. I don't trust the halacha Bittel. Or you're saying that I don't want to rely on the fact that a cliche in the Yizena Mavash, all the other examples that we spoke about. In that instance, it's a shayla of minus, because now you're undermining the Mesoira of Chazal. But if a person wants to be a Kaddish Atzmecho B'Mutalach, and he says, I want to be a Kedushim to you, I want to take upon myself a precious of Kedusha, I don't want to have anything to do with Machalos Asuras, even if it was Batal B'Shishim, I want to have nothing to do with that. Then Adarabu Kaddashi Amelai. It's all about the perspective. How am I going to it? Am I approaching it that I'm insecure about the heter? That's wrong. But if I'm a Baal Nefesh that wants to be merachik myself from a Dover Aser betachlas harichuk, well, that's something that I actually do have a right to do. And to the contrary, it's an element of Kedusha. If a Yid would go ahead and he would take Isser and he would be mevatal beheter, it would be mutter mi'ikur adin. Of a mitzad kedoshim to you, mitzad kadosh atzmecha b'mutalach. For that we have a chidah. For that we know already that there's an idea that the kedoshim would stay away from it. And by the way, the isav heter for sure. That's the first opinion that's brought down in the Pischei Tshuva Yerdei Yisemen Kufta Zayin holds. L'chatchila, if a person has a shishim situation, it's a choshev ezach for a person to be machmer. We mentioned that the andra that held it was minus, and we were trying to be miyash of that shita. But the shita of the isav heter was that it's l'chatchila davashal kedusha. But even the ones that hold minus, the Chidah already said, that it's only if you're going about it because you're being mefakfik in the din. But if you're doing it mitzad akdusha, then already it's going to be okay. If lafizeh, it could be, it's the same mahalach. Va'anshe kodesh tion li. The inyan of macholas nasuras, this is an inyan of kedusha. It's an inyan of kadesh atzmecha b'mutalach. And being that there's an element of kadesh atzmecha b'mutalach, therefore, ubasav asod ha-trefa loisai chelu la'kelov tashlichan oisai. You're right, there would have been an eitzah. There would have been an eitzah to give it to a child. There would have been an Eitzah to be Mevatel at Beshishim. And Me'ikra Din, maybe both Eitzahs would work. Could be there's no Lois Achilum, and could be a Mevatel Isil Chathila. Afilu B'taruvus Yavish V'Yavish is only giving an Isidir Rabbanon. But Va'anshei Kodesh Tiyunli. We're dealing over here with Inyonim of Kedusha. We're dealing over here with Inyonim of Timtum Alev. Mitzad the Inyon of Kedusha, Mitzad the Inyon of Timtum Alev. That's why we say, La Kelev Tashlich Anoisai, don't give it to a Katan. And Mitzad the Inyon of Kedusha, which by the way, this is just the general Inyon of Kedusha, not even the Timtum Alev. Inyan of Kedusha. Mitzad, the general idea of Kedushim Tiyu, of Kaddish Atzmucha B'Mutalach, for a person to distance himself as much as possible from Macholos Asurois, well, it's for that reason, Lakelf Tashlicha Noisoi, Lager Hashebesh Arecho, Amachai Simcha L'Nachri, that's why it could be, the Torah says, not only should you not eat the Nevelos and the Trefes, but don't even come up with chaps and eitzes of how to save it. It's all predicated on this idea of a anche kodesh tionli.